from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster. You know, one time about, I don't know, you know, I listened to so many episodes, I said podcaster, but that's not quite Ray. But I'm a bit odd, you know. Speaking of podcasts, I'm the when the caster's odd, that's me, the odd caster. Odds, don't tell me about the odds. I'm the odd caster. I mean, I could be in one of those shows. Maybe more of a parody show where they say who's up next, who's opposing our heroic figures, the odd caster. What does he do? He rambles like he just is himself, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Just a bit odd. It's also ovular. He's got ovular logic. Well, what purpose does it serve? Because I just tuned into this show for the first time and I'm already confused. Oh, great question. Welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast that's here to keep you company and put you to sleep. It's a bit different, though. You're right. It's been around for a long time. It does take a couple tries to get used to, so maybe that's what you're experiencing because it is so different. It's kind of like calling a friend in the middle of the night and having them talk to you about nonsense, but with the purpose of just keeping you company so that you could fall asleep. But in this case, there's no social compact, so I'm just here to talk to you. But it is a bit different. What we got coming up is support, so it can be free for you. Then there's a long, meandering intro, which is separate from the support, meant to ease you into bedtime, not to put you to sleep. And then later on, it'll be our episodically modular series multiplex. And so that's what to expect coming up here on Sleep With Me. So glad you're here. Give it a try. See how it goes. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is where I pop my peas, I get loud, I get your attention so that this show can keep coming out, this ad-supported version of the podcast for anybody who wants to listen to it. No cost, except for listening to the sponsors and stuff like that, because it's the people who support the sponsors or support Sleep With Me directly who enable this. So why not take a few minutes to thank them? And I wanted to thank some people. I got some Sleep With Me merch, got those Sleep With Me sleep phones. Doris, Chris, and Katie. Thank you, Doris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Katie. Went to Sleep Phones, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. Use the code Sleep With Me at checkout. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. So thank you, Doris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Katie. And I would love to say your name on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. So go ahead, check out our sponsors. You know, try a free trial. Test something out. Let them know. You know, take the quiz on Helix. HelixSleep.com/sleep. Let them know know about it. Let me know about it. Let me know what mattress you got matched with. And I can thank you right here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, as well as hundreds of thousands of other people who are going to be getting a good night's sleep because of you. So thank you. All right, the second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's resources, international resources you could connect with right now in the show notes. And you're worth it, so use those resources, please. It's about being a part of positive change through our actions, learning more, taking action, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, and so many other things, you know, that we all have to choose. Hey, what am I going to support? Let me learn more first. You could do that in the show notes, or you could see what Sleep With Me, what I'm doing personally, and what some members of this part of our community are doing. But you could take other actions, you know, too. But right now, Sleep With Me supports the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles, supporting people experiencing homelessness, the Trevor Project, all the life-affirming and life-saving work the Trevor Project does, and hand-in-hand, and all the work hand-in-hand does at building community so there can be long-term peace and cooperation and love. So those are three organizations that we support, but there's plenty of other ones out there too. I'd love to hear from you what you're supporting, what actions you're taking. All I want to do is empower you to be a part of positive change, you know, in your world too. So thank you so much. Oh, Mystery Bart, there's a lot of people who help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want to get those sleep phones, most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones and use Sleep With Me at checkout. Thanks, everybody. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, things you're thinking about, thoughts. It could be feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there. It could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be going through something. You could be getting over something. You could be anticipating something. You could be traveling. You could have guests. Whatever it is, the only reason I list some of that stuff is so that you know you're not alone. That some part of this show is about a general shared experience, or a shared spirit or a shared feeling, maybe all those things, where I might not know exactly what you're going through that's keeping you awake. I may have not been through something similar, but I think I can relate to how you feel about it. And even if I can't, I can tell you that there's someone listening right now, and that person is maybe for the last time tonight perking up in their bed because they know how you feel, because they've been there. Maybe they're there now. And that's a shared experience I'm talking about. They know how it feels. They're nodding their head in a caring way for you because they have shared that experience before and they know what it feels like. And they know, hey, yeah, it's not easy. I know how it feels. And maybe one day if you become a regular listener, you'll be the one perking up and sending your shared experience, your caring, your empathy, your compassion across the deep, dark night. And that might sound different. It is, but it's true. It's really what works about this show. I mean, along with all the nonsense and the pointless meanders, but that's the foundation of the podcast, really. I've been there. I know how it feels. And at this point, even if I don't know how it feels, someone out there does. And we all know you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you can get some rest. The rest you need so your life is more manageable. The rest you need so you could start, like, getting some momentum. You can be out there flourishing. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread. That doesn't have to be a rigmarole. A bedtime you could look forward to or at least feel neutral about. That's what I'm hoping to provide for you. Or if you already loathe me, which is, you know, probably the majority of people that tune into the show don't like me and never listen again. But here's the best part. I have a website set up for you, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. So you could check that out. And then you say, oh, there's other sleep podcasts with different styles on there. And there's other sleepy stuff. But give it a few tries, because the most engaged people with the show, the people that have supported the show directly the longest, are the ones that said, at first I strongly disliked the podcast in much more stark terms. They phrased it. But they said after the second or third try, I realized, oh, like at first I was skeptical. Then I was doubt. I went through the 7 stages of sleep with me, which I guess I'll have to make up now. Maybe that, I guess that's going to be what this episode's about. It was supposed to be about episodically modular series. But anyway, I guess it sounds interesting. So just interesting enough to put you to sleep. But at first they're like, I didn't like the show. Not sure about it. Skeptical, doubtful. That's a normal way to get to the show, because you're probably tired and fed up, right? You probably looked for something. Maybe somebody told you about this podcast. Maybe you read about it on a list somewhere. But you're really looking for something to help you fall asleep. Now, the show is very different, so I'm going to go through how it is different. The first thing is I send my voice across a deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders, which means I go off topic, I get mixed up, I forget what I was talking about, then I repeat myself, then I pause in the middle of a sentence, then I remember something from 5 years ago, then I forget what I was talking about again. But that's all, the pointless meanders are, like, because the show is here for you to just barely, you can listen to the show, but you could just barely listen to it too. There's some people that listen to me in a mumble. And there's some people that listen kind of closely, but they know they don't have to pay strict attention. They could be like, oh, I wasn't listening there. And I said, don't worry. You didn't miss much. I mean, I know super fans would be like, oh, no, but you didn't miss much. Sleep with me. You didn't miss much. That could be a shirt. We talk about a revenue opportunity. If we could sell shirts to people that never listened to the show, it'd be like, I never listened to Sleep With Me, and all I did was buy the shirt for, you know, whatever, $100. I was just trying to think of it, like, and all I got was this shirt, but I didn't miss anything, because now I have the shirt, and then on the bag it'd say, I paid $100? But you know what I mean? You say, well, you didn't miss much. I mean, that probably, you say, I tried to listen to that sleep podcast you told me about, but I fell asleep. You didn't miss much. That's what a regular listener and a regular listener would say to one another, or to a new listener that's going to become a regular listener. If they say, oh, wow, it's great. I feel bad, though. Nope, you didn't miss much. Now, that does leave room that you maybe missed a little tiny bit, but that's, you know, it's recorded, so. And you don't worry about it, because at some point I'll repeat myself. It might be, you know, it could be tomorrow or it could be 5 years from now, but that's fine too. So it's a podcast you just barely listen to, kind of like a TV on in the other room or like background noise. But that's like, that's slightly engaging. That's barely humorous. This is also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. When I started the show, there wasn't really sleep podcasts, but the idea that this is a sleep podcast, it's more of a distraction podcast, a keeping you company podcast, a taking your mind off of stuff and bringing it over here, or taking whatever's keeping you awake. I call them brain bots, those parts of you that are scooting around, making noise. They only activate at bedtime. been dealing with that all week. Say, I'm so tired. They said, well, we're not. By the way, we've just reached full charge. I said, I thought I unplugged you. We're solar powered. Well, but I put you like in that, like, so I'm here to take your mind off of that and keep you company. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar burr, your neighbor, your boar bee, your boars, your boar friend. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. Not to push you to sleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep with the show. I'm going to be here to the very end. The episodes are over an hour. There's over 600 ad-supported free shows. So that if you need me, I'm here. But you don't, like, there's people who are listening who can't sleep. So I'm here to the very end. There's people that listen during the day because they need a break. So I'm here to keep you company, but you don't need to listen to me. It's kind of the conundrum of the show. So let's see, what else throws people off, right? It's podcasts you don't really listen to, never get started, don't miss much, it's not going to put me to sleep, but it's a sleep podcast. I'm not going to like it for the first two or three tries. I listen, can you give me more good news? Oh yeah, show is structured in a very deliberate way, and you can adjust, but this is just how most people listen, especially when they start out. And the most people that don't listen again, like, so I'll just point everything out and then you can say, oh, maybe this is a podcast for me. Maybe it isn't. So show starts off with a greeting, a welcoming greeting. So you feel seen and you say, hey, I could come over. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come on in, check the podcast out. You could come in, you could look in the window. You don't have to come in. You could look at a distance. You're still welcome, even if you're looking at us from far away. So, and then I usually say something silly. Then after that is support. So the podcast could be free. Some people prefer to pay for a free version, or some people prefer to like use our referral program to get ad free episodes. But most people, they just like the flow of the ad supported show and that they don't have to pay for it. And that it's always there for them. So then after the support is a long meandering intro. Now, the intro is separate from the support. It's about 15 to 20 minutes long. And you say, couldn't you introduce me to the podcast in like 2 minutes? And I'd say, I could. I mean, I don't know if I could. Someone could. It wouldn't be me. But that would also, like, it's where I'm built to do this. Because you say, it could introduce you very quickly, or someone out there could, to the podcast. But the intro is not here to put you to sleep. Just like most sleep studies and sleep advice, the intro is a wind down period. Now, there is about 2% of people that fall asleep. There's about 2% of people that start the show 20 or 30 minutes. But for most people, the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime and to kind of slowly lower the volume on the day, whether you're in bed getting comfortable or you're winding down or you're getting ready for bed. Or I could highly suggest it, do a chill activity. Even if it's just staring at the ceiling or like lying in a comfortable position that's not your sleep position and just listening for a little bit and unwinding that way, like having a wind down to have some buffer from the day. And that's just been what works for me personally and what has been proven to work is not 100% of the time. Works for me about 60, 70% of the time. But it's also nice. It gives you something to look forward to. So the intro is a wind down. Then after the intro, some support. Then there'll be a story. It was originally going to be an episodically modular story, but I think we'll do an episode about the 7 stages of sleep with me. I feel like we've done something similar, but maybe it was from the Boredom Institute. And then there's thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. If you're new, just see how it goes. So, like, test it out. Give it a few tries. If you decide you want to, like, you know, you could change the way you listen to the podcast in your podcast app. You could support the show directly. You could be on the referral program. Or you could just listen linearly like tons of people do. Whatever works best for you. But just kind of see how it goes at first. And like I said, if you don't like the show, sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you has you covered. So I'm glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. A ton of other people work on the show. because we care. Like, we know this is here to help you fall asleep. Like, we've been there. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Well, hello, everyone. Hello, this is Brad Bradderson of the Boredom Institute. I'm very excited to be back on the podcast here. Unexpected visit, believe it or not, excited to be boring and to bore you with the power of boredom. Here at the Boredom Institute, we use boredom to bring you health, wealth, happiness, and more, to start you on the road to it. You know, we don't necessarily get you to the, you know, you have to go, you have to use the tools of boredom to get to the finish line. And some may say that the Boredom Institute is different or whatever, but we would not be here. Now I've also gotten some pieces. They said, Brad, are you sure? Like, is the Boredom Institute a real place? And I'd say to me, it's as real as anything. I do these seminars You know, I've been to so many Westins and many other, you know, like I know the small conference rooms of the world. These are a few of my favorite right off of a freeway, not near, you know, the conference rooms. And I'm happy to be here. Now, what I'm really happy about is this is a new format we've never done before. Or if we've never bored before, if you don't mind me saying, because this is a free seminar. It's not part of the Board of Mastery series, which is available. It's not currently available. I guess for Sleep With Me listeners, it is. But we're working on. So Scooter asked me to come in. He said, "Hey, I wonder if we could work together again, Brad." And I said, "Scooter, it would be my. Have we worked together before?" And Scooter said, "I'm very familiar with your work." And I said, "Okay, terrific." So Scooter said he wanted to do an episode about the 7 stages of sleep with me. And I said, "Well, that sounds intriguing, Scooter. If I know you, I know it'd fit right in with the, at least the boredom part of the Boredom Institute. I don't know if it'll bring health, wealth, and happiness. And, you know, many other things, you know, but your lulling, soothing tones or soothing tones so Scooter said he wanted to come in and maybe do it because Scooter said, "Well, I could do it by myself, Brad, but I'd love to have you here." And so here we are at the, this isn't a Westin, but it's not a Hyatt. Scooter likes to try to do it at a Hyatt place, neither one was available. So we're here at a, you know, small place. We don't have, you're our audience. I'm so glad you're with us listening. So I want to bring Scooter on and kind of talk about these 7 stages of sleep with me, which I don't think Scooter's familiar with. So we're unpacking this together. So Scooter, can I bring you in here? Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me on. I believe this is your program, Scooter, you're welcome. So, Scooter, what made you want to talk about the 7 stages of sleep with me? Well, Brad, it just randomly came up in an intro when I was trying to record an intro for another actual episode of a podcast that I'd already recorded. And I was trying to describe, once again, in the intro, I got lost and I was meandering. And I was kind of so I said, "Well, that would be a good episode." Scooter, could you tell me more? Because you've already lost, in the spirit of the Boredom Institute, you've already lost me. You've already lost me over. Can you tell me more? You had me when I stopped paying attention. Thanks, Brad, for that compliment. I wish I could think of something witty related to those quotes, make it even funnier. Well, so, I forgot what you were at. I think you said, "Tell me more." And okay. So I always try to put myself in the shoes of the person listening to the show for the first time. Scooter, do you find that hard to do? Thanks, Brad. That was a softball. Holy cow. I love that. You really set me up there. I wish I was prepared for it. It is something I've done a lot over the years, probably 1,200 times. It's something very important and essential. It is something that helps soften me internally when I'm recording. And it also helps prepare me for when a notification pops up on my phone while I'm recording. Scooter, you're laughing, but I don't understand what you're talking about because you've already got, but so could you tell me more? You know, Brad, you might be the first person, I know you're not an AI, but you are you have some ChatGPT qualities that I've never noticed before. Scooter, could you tell me more? That's a good one. You might be ChatGPT-5 or something, Brad. Well, Scooter, people say I'm unreal, so maybe, who knows? Okay, so what I mean is that it's all a long time ago, I was listening to one of the two Scots be interviewed about making podcasts, and Scott Aukerman, not Adam Scott or another Scott, And it was about, I don't know if it was some sort of behind the scenes show about podcasting. And Scott was kind of talking about some of the structure necessary to make a podcast, basically. And he's saying, you know, it's really important to remember that it's always someone's first time listening. It's a little bit different than radio in the sense that most people are listening linearly. So it's not like they're tuning in for the first time in the middle of the episode. But you do have to remember, it's always somebody's first time listening. And that stuck with me. And also, a large amount of very strong feedback I've gotten underlies that fact that Scott was correct. And that also, to further deepen it, it's like totally, it's a very large portion of that is out of my control. And even if you were making a comedy show, comedy Surprise, Surprise, or maybe it's based on that song, Bang Bang Into the Groove or whatever, comedy Bang Bang Into the Groove, whatever. Are you talking Newt, the imaginary podcast the two Scouts did? Are you talking Newt to me? Scooter, was that based on a book by someone named Newt? No, but that would be, I don't know if they wrote, I'm sure there's a book by that person, but probably we should just move on, Brad. Thanks, Scooter. I was thinking of Newt Scamander. Yeah, we should, no matter what Newt, probably best move on. Oh, Scooter, you're right. I've deboard things at the Boredom Institute already. That's okay, Brad. You're just doing your best to be like, just pulled the ChatGPT-2. Scooter, I did, didn't I? Okay, let's not get into, you're feeling a little Tommy, Brad. Sorry, Scooter, I have to maintain my business image. Scooter, would that be ironic if I was Tommen? Like if Tommen became Mikey, moved in with you and Ray, and then as he matured, he became Brad Bradderson? I mean, I could see that path because you do have like some sort of deep-seated forlorn sadness in seeking health, wealth, and happiness through helping people seek health, wealth, and happiness through boredom, Brad. Scooter, you see right through me. Okay, Scooter, let's get back to you, though. Okay, so let's get back to it. You're right, Brad. Okay, so it's always somebody's first time listening to the podcast. Now, that is quadruply so with a sleep podcast. And I say that because I think there's the seven stages of, because not only have I gotten strong feedback, there's a bucket of feedback. And oh boy, is it a bucket of people that listen to the show, Brad. And for some reason, it just lands on their sweet limbic system. And it goes straight to the cool part of the cool circulatory part of their, the old limbic or old stem. Old stemmy limbic or whatever. You know, have you met stemmy limbic? Scooter, I have. Stemmy limbic is hard to say, though. You're right about that, Brad. But so for a large portion of people that tune in to sleep with me, they have immediate strong reaction. So, Brad, we're getting right into this. So that is always the first stage of sleep with me. Now, not everybody experiences it. So I just said always by accident, but it is the first stage of sleep with me for a lot of people. And now everybody can experience it differently on a spectrum of feelings. And Scooter, if you could come up with what you would call the stage or a word, you know, like other, you know, stages, stage one, I guess stage one would be pretty, because it's not always stage one, because sometimes people listen to it for 4 years and then they get to this stage two, Brad. So it's a returnable stage. Well, maybe you could randomly look through a list of words, Scooter, and come up with some words. A back, I would say. Let me see what else is on here. Grumpy. Okay. There's another one. I'm looking through these words here that listeners submitted. Definitely not adorable. Soggy. Maybe not at that stage. Maybe delicious. No. Supple. No. serene, volatile. I would say they may feel volatile after listening. Indomitable, I don't know. Briny? No. Let's see what else we have here. Scooter. What about? Okay, we'll go to those ones. Any other words, Scooter? Well, I would say strong surprise. So I would go with. Let's go through the list again. Volatile might describe putrid. There you go. Putrid may be. I don't know what the definition of putrid is, but they may make a sound. You know, like we talked about that movie where the person was quoting the famous philosopher that said, you know, you make a sound about things. They would make a sound like putrid. Scooter, maybe you look up the definition of the word putrid for us here live. You got it, Brad. P-U-T-R-I-D, right? Putrid meaning. Okay, yeah. Is there metaphorical? Yeah, I would say this is right. Yeah, very unpleasant if used in an informal term. Yeah, I would say that nails it. So, Brad, stage one, the best word to describe it possibly is right now is putrid. Scooter, I didn't think of all, but also the essence of, you know, when someone says it, they're saying it in a way, kind of like a sneeze, but not quite a sneeze. Are you with me, Brad? Scooter, I am. So let's lean into this even more together. So one of the definitions that we're looking at here, it's like leaves like that are becoming fuel for the soil. And they've been left, you know, old leaves that are returning to the earth, or maybe compost would be a better way to describe it. So you're saying, Scooter, can you feed that back to me? Sure, Brad, I would say that's probably in some degrees, right? Because, yeah, there's all kinds of compost in the world. Well, I'll go with that. Intentional, unintentional. And sometimes you step in stuff, future compost that's even on the sidewalk, and they say it's on my shoe now. So, yeah, I would say within that spectrum, where you might say, whoa, maybe if you went to an apple farm and you got to the apple farm at the right time of year when it was cool and there was fresh apple cores being composted. I mean, it's a pretty big presumption for me to make, but you say, oh, boy. Like, this is the best compost I've ever, like, happened to come. And they'd say, sir, you're at our apple farm. I'm here with the Beacon Skiff authorities asking you. And I'd say, okay, great. I just come and I just, so I would say that, Brad, yeah, the first stage of sleep with me, the putrid stage, or the compost stage, if people want to soften it up a bit, Scooter, did you do that? No, I didn't do it on purpose, Brad. But yeah, it's an accident. Or the old wet leaf stage. I'd say putrid or old wet leaf more than compost. Unless you were saying compost like a person in a 1920s op-ed cartoon, and they're not speaking about compost. They're making a declaration. Scooter, for some reason, I understand exactly what you're talking about. So tell me more about this first stage of sleep with me. Brad, I was just wondering, I know we couldn't do it, but imagine if we just talked about the first stage of sleep with me for like 45 or 50 minutes. Scooter, that would be a dream. I mean, that's what we're here. That would enable me here at the Boredom Institute. We could spin it off into a series. This first stage of sleep with me is free. The next six to discover them and how to use them. So, okay, Brad, yeah, let's, we're only at 18 minutes or 15. Okay, Scooter, so tell me more about this putrid stage. Yeah, putrid's a nice word. Doesn't get used a lot, so I'm happy to use it. Though it does, maybe, I mean, I don't know. But, okay, so here we go, Brad. Buckle your seatbelt because people tune in to sleep with me and they have an expectation. I talk about this every intro, right? Their expectation is pretty much out of my control. And maybe there's just so many different ways people discover the show, right? Right, Scooter. And even if they have heard, part of this is like pre-sleep with me era or pre-sleep podcast era was like a softer version of this, which maybe is another stage of sleep with me, probably, is like when I tried to use other sleep audio. And I said, I don't think this is like, this just doesn't work. It's too tonally, it doesn't work for me. I didn't realize that at the time, though, Brad. Scooter, can you tell me more? Well, I guess when I tried sleep audio first, I was a kid. And then maybe I tried it a few times before I discovered other solutions that helped me fall asleep that weren't good for the rest of my life, but helped me sleep. But before that, I just said, this stuff just doesn't work. I didn't realize it probably worked for some people. And then I also listened to comedy radio, which didn't put me to sleep, but distracted me. And so at some point I said, how come there's not something out there like a podcast? Because when podcasts first started, they were just like there was podcasts about everything, but there wasn't really any sleep podcasts. Or I don't think there were any sleep podcasts. And I said, well, how come there isn't a sleep podcast for grownups? And two, it's like a bedtime story for grownups. It kind of takes their mind off of stuff and puts them to sleep, but in a friendly way, like a friend. Okay, Scooter, so I can already see, like, even if someone heard you describing this, and I'm not trying, like, I think they could easily enter into the putrid phase after listening to you. Brad, you really know how to butter a sleep podcaster up. Holy cow, do you get it? Thank you, Scooter. I don't think you are AI. That was just a joke. Thank goodness, Scooter. Back to this, Brad. So thank you, by the way. Yeah, I mean, even if people understand the nature of the show, hey, it's like calling a strange friend and they're going to talk you to sleep. They still obviously form their own impression of that. And so when they get here, they enter that first phase because they say, holy cow, this isn't like what I thought it was going to be like. Now, some people like that's not an issue for. So they're on the low stage, we'll call it the Apple compost stage. And they say, that's great, Apple compost. Even apple orchards got a compost, even like the processed apples as well as the ones that fell from the tree. Scooter, so could we even get into a light fallen from the tree apple compost? Brad, do you know how to, you really know how to make boring content, really like to draw it out so that it's not concise at all. Scooter, we're a team right now. Yeah, So for some people, when they first get here, it's like falling off the tree apple compost would be the first stage of sleep with me for them. They say, oh, yeah, there's those apples there. Fell off the tree, and they're going through the circle of life. Maybe that's all that, there's a whole, there's a range of spectrum within there. You're right. Right, of curiosity. Maybe they're looking at the apple. Maybe they're smelling the apple. Maybe they're looking at the color of the apple. Maybe they step on the apple. Maybe they kick the apple. I mean, in a a childlike way. Maybe they walk around. Yeah, so you're right, Brad. But yeah, the mildest form would be a form of some sort of stage of the first stage of sleep, maybe falling off the apple tree, apple orchard compost, all the way to putrid, which some people in the world may find that putrid. And if they're carrying around an unabridged dictionary, Scooter, they'd be pretty tired if they're walking through an apple orchard. Yeah, that's pretty much kind of humorous, like a lot of sleep with me, Brad. Well, I know you love sneaking in references about unabridged dictionary, Scooter. I just know you do. Yeah, well, you did it for me there, Brad. So, yeah, so they could be anywhere in that, right? because when they first get there, they say, what is this, right? Because maybe if, to keep with this apple metaphor, maybe if you're at a distance and that, you know, it's like late summer, you know, that late summer, early fall heat. I don't know what an apple orchard, you know, if they got like a, you know what I'm saying? And they say, well, that's kind of a different smell of apples than I'd prefer to be smelling. Right, Scooter, but I think you went off track there. Yeah, I had a point, but I lost a point. But basically, when people get here, that's the first stage. So a multitude of things. Because if I can rephrase what you're saying, Scooter, which is what great interviewers probably do. I don't know. I'm working on my skills of like just listening to people, Brad. Great, Scooter. But so you're saying, people come to the show, and we'll probably get into some of the other stuff later, it sounds like. But when they get to the show, they have a reaction because, one, well, now sleep podcasts are a thing. They've been a thing for a while now. So they may have listened to another sleep podcast before or some sort of sleep bedtime story for adult product. And even then, or they may have listened to sleep audio or they may never have listened to sleep audio. But they have actually, or they may have even read your thing, which you probably haven't updated in a long time. And they get there and they say, huh, like, what is it? Like, what is this thing? Would be the falling out, you know, but a lot of times they have a much stronger reaction. Right, which I'll get into next. But yeah, so that's stage one, Brad. And we did manage to talk about that for a while, so that's cool. Okay, Scooter, what's the next stage? Okay, so this one also is going to take a lot of setting up because, again, you're having to understand and put yourself in the pajamas, as we say, or the slippers, but their slippers are probably off unless they have in-bed slippers of someone tuning in to a sleep podcast. Okay, Scooter. I'm really good at doing it for people who would pay money to go to a seminar using the powers of boredom for health, wealth, and happiness. So if you could help me. Okay, so I don't think the right word for the stage is skeptical or skepticism, but it might be because no matter what, and again, these stages are malleable, but this is a different experience than the putrid stage, which is that, okay, I'm checking this show out because it's the podcast that puts you to sleep, even though he's, and then he kind of explains what that means, which is a play on words. But particularly, now I don't want to create an idealized sleep with me listener. But I am trying to think of one person, right? And this is like one of the people I'm putting myself in their pajamas. They've been struggling to get a good night's sleep. They've tried a lot of things. They've heard a lot of people tell them ideas and what to try. And they're feeling exasperated on the, like, and fed up. And then either they found this show, or someone recommended it, or they heard about it in some other way, and they get here, and maybe they've even experienced some of the putridity. Is that allowable, Brad? Scooter, of course, it's a degree of putridness, I would say, but wow, Brad, what was the band that, isn't there a song like Silent Putridity? Scooter, yeah, but yeah, stages of putridness is, also works. Okay, so that's another stage where they say I'm skeptical or doubtful. Scooter, why don't you go to your list and see what you could come up with for words? Okay, let's see. Look it through these indubitably, invigoratingly, roundly, briskly. These are adverbs, I think. Daintily, naively, inadvertently, lovingly, meticulously, splendidly, love. Okay, so none of those are working because we, like, I don't know if we need another adjective. Okay, how about a verb? Calculates, lands, climbs, tumbles, dreams, sleeps, cuddles, spelunks, no, pirouette, percolate, enchant, lurk, sip, walk, leap, acquiesce, cogate, saunter, swagger. What about an animal, Brad? Manatee, sidekick, houseplant, raccoons, travelers, axolotls, ferrets, sundials, emus, pepperonis, trees, lasagnas, emus, pillows, hamsters, hamsters, maybe, hummingbirds, goldfish, geese. Okay, geese. There we go, Brad. Scooter, you're not going to call the second stage of Sleep With Me the geese stage, are you? Maybe the Canada geese stage. Canada geese in the U.S. parks in California and my experience with them stage. Scooter, you've one-upped me in inefficiently creating a list of seven stages of Sleep With Me. Yeah, so we'll just call it the geese stage for short. Now, it may be a reaction to the geese, like, so this is, again, the spiritual essence of Canada geese in the U.S. parks in California, and, but so it could be, like, just, what is this person squawking about? But now, I guess, Brad, I'm wrong. This is more of a skeptical thing. I think it's just skepticism. Scooter, I think it's good that you decided to, while you didn't force a metaphor there. I've never seen that technique used before, but I've already learned so much. Yeah, I mean, skeptical or doubtful is what I use on the show, and I would say that that's stage two of Sleep With Me, is skeptical or doubtful. Is this really going to work? I don't find a way we can geese it up. I wanted to put feathers on it, I guess, Brad. Well, Scooter, this is why you've been doing what you've been doing for 10 years. Yeah, so this next stage is just, I still like calling it the geese stage, but it's like being skeptical or doubtful, because it's not what is this guy squawking about, it's like, is this really going to work? And I'm so fed up with all this other stuff I've tried. And sadly, I guess, Brad, I mean, hopefully people check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou, or they hear some of the messages in the intro. And they don't, because Sleep With Me is just not going to work for most people. So in some sense, their skepticism is well-founded, or their doubt is well-founded. This is just another thing that isn't going to help me. And that's, again, another part of, like, how these stages of Sleep With Me inform the creation of Sleep With Me, Brad. Scooter, I might have to write this down. So the desire for health, wealth, and happiness informs the creation of boredom and the use of boredom in the quest for health, wealth, and happiness. Yeah, in your case, Brad, I guess that would be for the Boredom Institute, that would be the thing. But do you understand what I'm saying? Is that knowing that someone in their pajamas or whatever, their proverbial pajamas, is skeptical or doubtful, like, I don't have control over it's well-founded and their strong emotions about it, because luckily we've already gone through the putrid phase, so I can totally get it. Like, when somebody says, hey, I 20 people told me this helped them sleep and I strongly loathe you, some people that's going to be the putrid stage or the compost stage, but other people would just be like, hey, I tried this and it never worked. Now, that goes into the next stage of Sleep With Me, maybe. I don't know if that's the next stage of Sleep With Me, Brad. Let me check my non-notes. Great, Scooter. What's your next stage? Oh, it's, okay, so it's like, we're going to have to find a word for this one. So it is like the next, let's see what we got here. Here's some exclamations. goodness, noodles, rapscallion, yike, aha, crikey, gadzooks, shazooks, oh, bananas, wowza, wowzers, excelsior, whoa, dang, cowbunga, zoinks, wowza's popular, cool, yowza, bazooks, beans, geese, stoke, yikes, brilliant, fi, yikes, fi. Okay, so fi, hold it, put a pin, can you put a pin in fi, Brad? Scooter, I will. I'll hold, how about if I hold fi in the palm of my hand? Blimey, oh, champion, pie, carumba, gadzooks, wee, dang, goodness, awesome, whatever, yay, shucks, cowbunga, goodness gracious, criminy, sheesh, zoot, dude, zoinks. Okay, so let's look up criminy, criminy, and fi, right? So criminy. This is interesting, Brad. I like working with you. Criminy. Okay, criminy is a disbelief, but let's just see if it's like a, has a twin, you know, like a, let's look it up in Cambridge. What do you say, Brad? Scooter, that's fine with me. No, there's one that's positive, an example. Used to express surprise. Or the fact you are not pleased about something. According to Cambridge, there you go, Brad. Okay, so criminy works. Criminy. Criminy and criminy. Okay, Scooter, why don't you look up phi next? Scooter, I didn't realize you were going to be doing the seven stages of grief at a Renaissance fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair one, but Brad. I spelled phi wrong. I spelled it F-O-R. Is it F-I-E? Scooter, because you were laughing at my joke? That you're getting, you may be Tom, and, but yeah, I was, because, criminy and phi. Okay, phi is accurate. Disapproval, disappointment, and strong feelings. So phi, criminy. I think phi, criminy, phi is, stage three. Scooter, would they be like, with their fist and they're looking at the sky? Yeah, I mean, there's many memes maybe that could fit it. But yeah, phi, criminy, phi is when, now this could hit, like, in any of these, this is a common reaction. Very, very common. And I guess it could land at any time. But it usually, strangely enough, even though I ask people, like, they usually are in a little bit deeper in the episode. So in some sense, while these aren't always experienced in this linear matter, 1, 2, 3, and if we'll get to any more, but a lot of people at first they feel like it's putrid and they say, oh boy, this does remind me of some sort of compost. Then they say, okay, well, he's being nice. And he wants to help me fall asleep, but I don't know if it's really going to work. So I'm skeptical. I'm feeling a little geesey here. I guess that was my geese metaphor. Is like, when I go running where there's Canada geese, they are doubtful about me and my presence in their park. That's how they view things. And they usually let me know by making a sound. But also they say, I'm not going to get out of your way. So you're going to have to run around me while I make this sound. Why don't you run in my compost? Scooter, this sounds like what happened. Yeah. Yeah. So they could, then they enter the geese stage. I don't know if this is going to work. Then, like, depending on the situation, and again, this could be people that end up supporting the show. They'll enter into this new phi, criminy, phi stage. Because usually the people that are in the phi, criminy, phi stage early, they just stop listening. It's the people that are at the phi, criminy stage, phi stage now. Maybe they're 10 minutes in or 15 minutes in. And so, yeah, they go through those that feeling. And now they could go through it at any time, including people who listen to podcasts for years and decide that they've reached the phi crime and phi stage. And let me know about it. But I usually try to funnel it. That's why I have sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothink, because I'm so familiar with it. And it really is outside of my control, Brad. It still doesn't change my feeling about it when I hear about it. But I think that sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothink, while it hasn't been directly attributed to working, like there was a presentation at a podcast conference by someone showing the interlinked, with Sleep With Me interlinked with all these other sleep podcasts and meditation podcasts. And I think a lot of them were discovered because of this method for like going through the phi crime and phi stage, but not staying in it. That would be the ideal goal. If I could control it, which I can't, but I can mitigate it where I can by talking about why do we make the show? Why is it structured the way it is? How do a lot of people listen to the ad-supported version linearly? The intro is not designed to put you to sleep. You could fall asleep. Like explaining those things and like offering, hey, I still want you to fall asleep. That's just the truth. It's also that I don't want anybody to be stuck in a phi crime and phi stage. Unless, yeah, they're playing a character at a Renaissance fair, walking around saying that. Okay, Scooter, I get it. Yeah, they're very upset, and they're yelling, "Phi criminy phi," and that's a normal reaction. All right, so then the next stage is, Scooter, we have four stages left. So I'm going to have to ask you to be a little bit more to actually come up with terms for them and get to them. Okay. So the next two, there's one that kind of goes, Scooter, do you have a term or why did it call it a stronger version of the Harvard different ways of interpreting the Harvard Negotiation Project, based on only the title of the book, saying, I'm going to use my idea of what that means. Scooter, you're really outdoing yourself with not being able to come up with this. But yeah, that's good. So you're saying another stage of Sleep With Me, possibly the next one. Because if you're in phi criminy phi, you may not be getting out of that, right? Right. So they may never experience this next stage, though a lot of people do because they listen two or three times or they come back to the show and they do enter this next stage. And there are varying, I think this one kind of flows into the next one, especially for the time we have, maybe this should have been done another way. A lot of people are trying to figure it out, and waiting for it to start. So yeah, I guess Scooter, what does that have to do with the Harvard Negotiation Project? I think it's kind of like an active process. When the podcast is actually working, it's a somewhat passive process, right? They're barely listening. But for a new person or a person that hasn't gone through these stages, and maybe some people skip over the stage, but maybe some people are in the stage, like they say, they've been activated, right? And again, we're hoping, and again, one of the whole purposes of the intro and putting myself in other people's proverbial pajamas is to say, okay, let me help you through these stages. And I guess that's why we're making the show. It's really helping me stay aware of how important this is to say, okay, let me get you through this stage where you're in the active version of saying, how can I negotiate with this podcast? And when you're doing that, you're trying to wonder, well, the biggest question is, when is this going to get started? When is it going to get sleepy? And you could, those thoughts could be related to the other stages as well. But I think this is one where it's like your scooter, it kind of is a call to attention, which is a, instead of being misdirected, instead of leaning into misdirection, they're directing their attention at you. So I guess I kind of understand this is a little bit like the geese metaphor, but, you're almost there. Yeah, I mean, the idea that the podcast is always going nowhere, it's always never getting started, it doesn't, those are things that you just can't understand until you experience them. And that's one of the things with sleep with me is like, it's always never making sense. Scooter, yeah, so I think those are pretty good. Like, do you have a word for that one? Or do you want to just move on? I don't know. I think that's pretty good. I mean, when's this going to get sleepy? I don't know. Yeah. But Scooter, I'm going to have to hold you to this. I think we have to come up with a specific version of this stage. Okay. Scooter, why don't we go through these occupations? Okay. Haberdasher, gum scraper, train something. A director, dancer, zookeeper, projectionist, nightlight, data scientist, sanitation coder, HR scientist, janitor, baker, teacher, midwife, writer, I don't know, midwife kind of works in a metaphorical way, retired boxcar driver, horse whisperer maybe. Scooter, I've always wondered, isn't there a movie, The Horse Whisperer? You think so? So I guess it would be either like, so let's take it this way. This must be the wrong Horse Whisperer midwife. You can't be the Horse Whisperer midwife. You can't be the correct Horse Whisperer midwife. Horse Whisperer midwife stage, Scooter. I've got it. That works. I understand. You say you can't be qualified to be the Horse Whisperer. Or the midwife, and you say, but I am. You see, you have creaky dulcet tones. You're not technically whispering, but I'm the horse whisperer midwife. Yeah, I'm here to midwife and horse whisper your sleep into existence. Or how, you know, I'm always never getting started. So, okay, Scooter, that makes sense. Now, what's the next stage? I think the next stage is, I think this is a different flavor than the Phi, this is kind of like a projector type thing. But I would say that the next phase is, and again, this is something people experience all over, even the people who listen 10 years, loathing, I think, is another stage of sleep with me. And again, it's people move through the loathing or it, Like I can't tell you how many times I've heard or seen something that says I loathe you or a version of that in another vocabulary, including super fans of the podcast. And I think that's just like acknowledging it here together, Brad, is that it's a normal thing, and that it's a normal stage of sleeping. Now, it doesn't mean everybody should let me know, it means everybody can move forward through the thing because I don't really have control over what makes people loathe me. And in some sense, I think the reason I say that projection is I know for me, and again, putting myself in other people's proverbial pajamas is the idea of is this something it's too close to I'm in too much harmonics, and so, I'm having a strong feeling about this. And if I move on the other side of those feelings, I find, I actually like this person because we share some things and they're exposing some vulnerability to me. But at first, my reaction, Scooter, are you talking about people that drive like you? Wow, you really crushed it, Brad. You're exactly right, right? That would be a simple way to say it. Yeah, how I feel when I see someone driving and I don't realize they drive the same way as I do. So I have a strong feeling about it, which would be loathing. You're correct, Brad. And like, but Scooter, you can move on from that. Like if you say, you know, bless you or like whatever. Yes, Brad. Okay, Scooter, so let's bring it home here. We got two more stages of sleep with me. Okay, Brad, well, the next stage is kind of, maybe this is more of the Harvard Negotiation Project type thing. It's like one of the last stages, and again, that we've tried to create solutions for it. And again, this could be at any stage in their sleep with me experience, but it does tend to come second to last or last for a lot of people. But not most people know, like, and I talk about this a lot, it's like, so this would be the if only stage. Okay, Scooter, did you just come up with that? Yeah, like, I guess because I have so much experience with this, Brad, it's just people say, if only the podcast was this, this, and this, or if only. And that, again, is a stage people could either depart from the show initially or long-term, or they move through that stage. And that, again, is only so, that has become a little bit more under our control because a lot of people, so the majority of people experience the free ad-supported show linearly, and they wind down during the intro, and they fall asleep during the story. And I kind of talk about that in every intro because, again, I'm putting myself in the people's shoes in that case that don't do that because that's, even though it's the majority or the plurality of listeners that listen to the ad-supported show linearly and fall asleep during the story and wind down, there's other people that are experiencing and probably, well, it's not like it's not the majority, a large portion of people an if-only experience. Now, there might be an if only that another sleep podcast can fulfill that if only. So that, and those people may have been experiencing if only earlier in the stages of sleep with me. But then there's if only, like, well, if only it didn't have music, and we've been able to do that in different ways. Or if only it, like, and say, okay, we could set a sleep timer. Or if only, oh, you could set your pot, or you could create a playlist, or the whole way we create content where it's constantly varying on a kind of three-episode style release, written episodes, recap episodes, random story episodes, and then we repeat or we're adding on new stuff all the time. So there's always something different. So it's like, well, if only it wasn't TV recaps. It's like, oh, don't worry, next episode won't be a TV recap kind of thing. So trying within your control to kind of create some customizable options for the podcast for people that would want to customize and have it as a different experience, but keeping in mind that's only somewhat on your control, especially when what you know from experience and feedback is like most people are kind of just passively listening in bed based on kind of what you laid out. They start the show, they're getting ready for bed, or they're getting in bed winding down. They would prefer to just listen to a free ad-supported version of the show. And eventually later on, like you said, in the 30 or 40 minutes of the show, they're drifting off and falling asleep. And maybe they let it stop at the end of the episode, or maybe they have a sleep timer set for 45 minutes or 60 minutes. Exactly, Brad. You really get it. And Scooter, what is the final stage of sleep with me that you like? Because this one would be a closer, right? Yeah, I mean, I think the final stage of sleep with me, while there's a lot, again, a lot of ways to describe it, is like I had no idea I was always looking for this. I never knew, or I never knew. I've been searching. I didn't know I was searching for this my whole life. And that's how you know you're at the seventh stage of sleep with me. And again, that can change for some people and that's not applicable to all listeners, but it is like for a large people, it's like, and they may never even actually be cognizant of that. Right. And that's fine too. Like they may already be asleep. Right. And then they like, it's just working for them. But I think it is something more than it just works for the people that are reaching that seventh stage, which is like some sort of experience, like I had no idea something this strange could be out there. And I'm so glad it is. And again, to harken back to the kind of some of the what can in the middle stages is like, you know, that I've really like I'm trying to be there for the listener and be myself and have my guard down. Right. And I'm a little bit different like you are, too, Brad. Scooter, I had no idea how different I was until you maybe gave me a backstory that I'm really Tommen from Game of Thrones, which I'm not sure that's, but it could be. But you're right, Scooter. Sorry, I didn't mean to like create a backstory for you. We didn't create a backstory. It was more of I was just curious that you could be. I may be, Scooter. If I know, then I'm just playing along. That sounds better. Yeah, I like that, Brad. And I guess, so yeah, that's the stage of sleep. The last couple are kind of simpler because it's like, then I'm so glad you found the show because I'm so, like, I made it because of that. Because I said, wow, I don't feel like something, I mean, part of it is feeling seen. And being saying, hey, I'm different. I'm looking for something different. And I want to feel like seen in that way. Like I had no idea I was looking for something. That's a little bit like calling a strange friend. But I'm glad you're my strange friend or pseudo friend. Scooter, I'm glad too. And I'm happy we got to go through these stages of sleep with me together today. I'm happy. Thanks, Brad. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And that's the 7 stages of sleep with me. I probably only remember some of them, but you know, I get to listen to this episode a few times before it comes out. So thanks and good night. I want to thank everybody that became a boyfriend recently. Couldn't do without all of you that support the show directly. Laura, Jacqueline, and Marie Michelle. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks and good night. Laura H, Aubrey, and Bonnie. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks and good night. Cindy, Melanie, and Rebecca. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks and good night. Mara, Eileen, and Bruce, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Rachel, Susan, and Rob, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Amanda, Kelly, and Mark, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Robin, and Emily, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Gerard, Cicely, and this, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Shane, Spencer, and Ted. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, who supports the show directly. Whether you did on Patreon and you're moving over to Sleep With Me Plus, you support on Sleep With Me Plus. You support the sponsors. You're referring people to the show via our free referral program. Or you just help the show out with kindness. Or you're just sleeping. That's great, too. But yeah, Sleep With Me exists because of you, and really couldn't do it without all of you. And that's not just something I say. I mean, the whole reason the thank yous are in the show and I record the thank yous is puts me in the mindset that you're listening and the show is important to you. And there's like a lot of people that recognize what goes in the show and supports it back so it can be there for everybody. So I appreciate it. Here's Scoots maybe asking for a tuck you in sponsor or something else. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.